Hey, Owen.
I'm not sorry, Owen. Not at all, actually.
Post this, too.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Post this on your Instagram story?
All right, Joseph, welcome back.
Hey, that was awful. We can restart, though.
Yay.
Hey, Flynn. Yeah.
You about ate that mic.
All right.
Okay, you ready? Hey, Joseph, welcome back.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm a little tired, but good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, typical college student.
Yeah,
right?
That's my, like, go-to answer, but it's also always true is kind of the thing, you know?
It's day 667.
Honestly,
that's
again,
like a third.
Yeah.
Two-thirds. I can't.
Yeah, that is about two-thirds. That.
Wow. That's awesome.
It is. It is cool. I don't know. Sometimes I do think about, like, I love it here, but I am excited for, like, next steps. So, like, hearing it is good to, like, keep in mind. Like we were. What was it? Was it in chapel recently where they said, like, the importance of, like, counting your days? Or was that? I think it was actually at church. No, it was in chapel. Yeah, they were talking about, like, the importance of, like, counting your days. And so, like, it's good to, like, I don't know. This is some way where I'm already counting my days, so to speak.
That was yesterday.
But, you know, I'm still, like, it's been a busy week. But, yeah, it's just, like, a way that kind of, like, naturally I start counting my days and stuff. So.
Yeah. Oh, and have fun with that one.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about what you wrote. The revival.
Yeah, if you're paying attention, I barely talked about the week of the last recording because
right.
Just so much. I was talking to like my roommate and it was just like, dude, I don't even remember what happened before Monday because
mm-hmm.
everything after Monday is just so crazy.
So what was that like for you? Because that is the majority of what you wrote about.
Yeah, I mean Monday was it was just like so like unexpected. Like I remember. Getting up, going to ADLD in the morning, just being ready for, like, you know, my regular day. Had plans to get some homework done, meet with some friends, like, you know, my average Monday experience. And then went to chapel, and then chapel just was different. Dr. White got up and essentially, like, was just like, I'm kind of changing the script. I'm going to make us do a lot more worship and then, like, reading some of the scripture and give a very condensed version of my sermon. And then he started giving a sermon, and like 5 minutes into him giving a sermon, he just goes, honestly, my sermon was bad anyways. Let's just like worship and like read the word. And that like that's literally almost word for word what he said. And then we're all just kind of worshiping. It turns more into kind of a worship chapel. And then it hits, you know, 10:45 when normally we're dismissed and going to leave. And people just keep, are like, play another song. Let's do another one. So he's like, okay, yeah, we'll do one more. And then we play another song. And, you know, it's 10:50. And then we're like, another one. And then the next thing you know, it's like 11:30 and another one. And then it's 12:30. And like it just kept going. And it was really cool just to kind of like feel God's presence. I skipped all of my classes except for my morning class. And then I had a lab at 3.
Hmm.
But everything else I just didn't go to.
You stayed the whole time.
Yeah, I stayed until Dr. White left around 1:30.
Wow.
And then I left to go get lunch. But it was just really cool to see like, the Holy Spirit moving and, like one of the biggest things it, like, pointed out in my life is just how easy it is to get, like, stuck in normalcy and just kind of get stuck in the rut of everyday life. And then, like, once my Monday got thrown off, like, this is a very like, my Mondays look pretty similar, especially because of how busy my Monday and Tuesdays tend to be. And so, like, this is very different than what I was used to. And, like, the whole time I'm, like, there trying to worship, I felt this desire to, like, be worried about what I have to get done because I was, like, I have a big ADLD assignment due on Wednesday. I have, like, a bunch of other, like, little assignments I've been trying to get done. And then all of that, like, kept coming into my mind while I'm, like, I need to be going to class. I need to be going to do homework. Like, when am I going to make time for all this? Like, and then just, like, had to keep, like, telling myself to stop and just being like dude, I'm here to worship God, and like this is a very unique experience where like the Spirit is moving in us, and like, and I think a part of it was God just trying to show me like how like all of this stuff is important. Like I should be focusing and working hard on my studies, so that's why I'm here, but like that should not take precedent over God. And so like in this situation where I'm like I'm essentially having to choose between being concerned about like the stresses of being at school mm-hmm. and then like really investing in my spiritual life, like I want to choose my spiritual life. So it was like not necessarily a constant battle, but it was a lot where like there'd be times when it started coming up and I have to be like, remind myself, no, like I'm here to worship and that's what I want to do. Like
right.
I'm staying here to do that and I'm choosing that over it. So yeah, it was just a good like reminder of that. So Monday was really cool. And that prayer night was really awesome too. Just like kind of a continuation of what was going on that afternoon.
Did you go to any of the other events later that week?
Yeah. So Tuesday night they did another prayer night. And I went there for a little bit of it. I had a big ADLD assignment due on Wednesday. So Tuesday was like, and Tuesdays are busy for me. So I had classes. I have classes up until 2:00. And then from 2 to 5, I can work on homework. And so me and my girlfriend sat down and tried to grind as much of the ADLD assignment as we could on from 2 to 5. Then got to 5:00. I had to go to my London meeting for training. And then she has to go. She has dinner she does at 5 with her roommate. So we both were like, okay. We got a decent bit of it done. And so we were like, okay, we're going to split off, go do our things. Then I go to London meeting at 5:00. And then I had London dinner after that. And then she has inversions until 9:00. So I can't work anymore on that homework until after she gets done so we can finish it together. So then after dinner, I ended up going to that prayer night for a little bit. And then at 9:00, she got done with the inversions. So I left and went to finish the homework. But that was also really good. It was cool that he focused less on, like, there's a lot, I loved, like, the worship aspect, but I liked how he had people get up and kind of give their testimonies, and he had people get up and just kind of say, like try to read some scripture and stuff like that, where, like, worship can be a lot of different things. It's not just focused on music.
Right.
So I really liked his emphasis there. And then that night, he encouraged us to go out and, like, evangelize and, like, go out and, like, spread it to the campuses. So Wednesday night, that night my friends texted us and we were like, all right, what are we doing? So the original plan was let's go to University of Dayton and try to do some evangelism there. Like just like college, like campus evangelism. We just walk around and like try to talk to students. And then we reached out to UD's crew team and Chi Alpha team to see like, hey, like how can we do this? Like the best for you guys? Like, what do we need to do? Like, how can we point people towards you? Because we're going to come down and evangelize on your campus. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much what we heard was, please don't do this. It is considered trespassing if you come here and do any kind of, like, open worship, open prayer, or, like, evangelism on our campus.
Wow.
So they were like, you would almost be hurting our mission more than you would be helping it. But then, like, they offered us some more options to like try to get more involved with the ministry on their campus. So we're like meeting with their crew team sometime soon to try to see what we can do. But so what we ended up deciding to do is we split up. So like half of our group that couldn't go somewhere further away still went around UD and just prayed. But they didn't go like on campus. They weren't trying to be like evangelizing there so they wouldn't like cause any issues, but just to like pray for the school. And then those of us who weren't as busy drove down to OSU. So I went to OSU Wednesday night, and I got to share the gospel with 3 students there, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like 3 probably 30 to 40 minute conversations each of just like really receptive people. The first one, one of my other friends, she was taking the lead on it, and then I was just kind of helping her. And he was just really open to it, not necessarily religious, but just kind of like, eventually I want to figure it out. And just like, yeah, it was really cool to talk to him. And then I took lead on 2 others, and they were both just either, like, had some religious background or were like, I'm religious, but I don't really care about church. And so I got to have, like, really good conversations with them and try to get them connected with crew and stuff.
How did you come across them? Was it just a stranger interaction?
Yeah, we were just we got to campus. We went to this place called The Oval at OSU where a lot of students are just walking. It's, like, kind of, like, right in the middle of campus that connects everything almost. So we were just walking around that, and then I would literally run straight up. Like, I just walked straight up to a stranger and be like,
wow,
hey, which it was really cool. So, like, connecting it, like, I'm going to London in a couple weeks for a mission trip. And so we've been doing these trainings leading up to that. And the London mission trip is very similar. It's just going to be college evangelism. So I've been given these tools to use. And so the 2 ones that I'm pretty familiar with is there are these 2, like, card things. One's called Solarium and one's called Perspectives. I use both of them actually over there. And so essentially you kind of walk up to someone and say like, hey, I have like, I'm trying to learn a little bit more about, like, the culture around here and, like, see what people think about, like, faith and, like, stuff like that. Would you be willing to, like, take this survey? And you give them these cards, and it essentially opens the door to get them talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's an easy, like, kind of way to focus the conversation on that. And at the same time, like, we are, like, the goal of it is to learn more about, like, the culture and, like, what they're, where they're at with faith. So I use those, and that was really helpful. You just kind of gets them talking about themselves and, like, what they think, and then you can eventually walk them through the story of the gospel. And then I use, like, Romans Road, if you know what that is, where there's mm-hmm. a bunch of different, like, Bible verses that essentially tell you, like, the gospel in a sense. And I use that on somebody because ultimately, like, the Bible, like, if I don't know what to say, like, Scripture is so much more complete. So, like, right. like without fail, turn to Scripture because that is, like, God's word. It was really cool, like, getting the chance to practice college evangelism before I'm going to London to do that. That was actually something I was praying about and, like, asking people to pray for me just to, like, be well prepared. And then my girlfriend reminded me, like, at the end of the week, she was like, how did this prayer request, like, how did you see it, like, carry out? And I was like, man, I actually got to go do that. So, like, I was asking people to pray that I would be prepared well for London, and here God is directly, you know, coming through with that request. So that was really, really cool.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to the events on campus, you spoke about the reminder of priorities needing to put spiritual above everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Was there an emotional response to the events for you?
Yeah, there definitely was. It's hard. A lot of it came from just, like, either A, realizing, like, where my mind tends to be at, like, with not focusing on the spiritual things even in my everyday life, which was really a good reminder. But then a lot of it also came from just, like, my heart breaking for people that don't know Christ, and, like, specifically, like, you know, family members and people that I'm close to, like, back home. A lot of, like, really hard for me, like, just to, it's something I've been struggling with a lot, like, for a while, and just, like, definitely, like, weighing on my heart more whenever we were going through the revival, just being like, look at all this awesome, like, thing I get to experience. And it's like, I have people who I'm, like, extremely close to that don't know Christ. And, like, that, yeah, it was hard for me. And then, like, talking through some of the stuff with friends where I was just like objectively, I know God is good. And I know, like, God has a plan, and his plan is good. But sometimes it's really hard for me to, like, connect that with my experience of being like, yeah, but, like, this person doesn't know Christ.
Right.
Whenever, like, so many people around them know and love Christ, and know and love them, and have been trying to get them there. So, like, sometimes it's hard for me to, like, connect that, like, that God's love is complete and pure and, like, perfect. And then, like, this, like, person that I love dearly isn't in Christ. And so sometimes it's hard for me to reconcile that. And so it's one of those things where, like, the knowledge I have is there, and I fully believe that God's love is perfect, and that's not my issue. It's just, like, sometimes there's, like, that disconnect of, like, the brokenness of this world. Mm-hmm. It makes it hard to, like, see that, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, the dissonance that we live in, which to some extent is, like, it's just, like, emotionally hard for me. And one of the big things, like, I worked through this week, and then also, like, but also it reminds me of, like, even the perfection of God and, like, the problems with this earth. It, like, gives me a reminder of, like, this is not home.
Right.
And this is a, like, we live in a broken world. So, yeah, that was, like, the big thing. And I've had a lot of people, like, just a good reminder to, like, continue to pray for those people and ask for other people to pray for those people and look for opportunities just to, like, talk to them. And then I also, like, especially with going to London, it reminded me, like, I want to have this broken heart, not just for people that I'm close to that don't know Christ, but I want to have this for everybody. It's mm-hmm. like, me going to London, I want my heart to be, like, grieved because of how many people in London, like, don't know Christ. And I want to have compassion for them, and, like, that to drive me to want to tell them about Jesus.
You said a lot of good things that made me think of things going on this campus right now rather than another campus or London, which are all good things.
Yeah.
However, there were some underlying events preceding the revival
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
occurred.
Yeah.
which, according to some discussion on campus from certain people groups, has emitted dissension among the student body, wondering if the revival was truly pure.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who can't quite get behind the message of last week's revival?
Yeah, this is really fair. I think one thing for me, like, I do think it's a little early to, like, refer to it as a revival. I think since we've just kind of established that as, like, the language that we're, like, talking about the situation with, I don't have a problem with that necessarily, but I don't think, like, we can sit down and say, this is a revival, so to speak, just because we don't know exactly what is going on. I think we need a lot more time to be able to establish that. But I do think that the spirit, like, there is a pure, like, spirit, something happened on campus. And I think, like, one big thing for me was just interacting with at least some of my close friends. I had a lot of people who would come to me and just, like, either were, like, confessing sins that they were, like, I've been holding this in my heart and God showed me it this week. And, like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to, like, forgive so-and-so, or, like, I'm done with this addiction. Like, let's fight it. I'm going to do, like, all these different things to defeat it. God's showing me this. Or, like, even in my own life where I'm, like, I want to focus on loving God in the everyday, and that all of my, like, actions are focused on that in the normal rather than being able to let myself get caught up in the monotony. And, like, I had a friend who had been, thinking about whether or not they wanted to go into ministry. And then Monday, like, they were like, yeah, this is where I'm at. Like, I know I'm being called to ministry. Like, this is what God wants. So I think, like, yes, in light of everything that went on before, there was some unrest in the campus. And I think this is God's way of trying to show us, like, I'm in control, you know? And it's like, I think God's timing is perfect in everything. And so it's like, it's easy to see all these problems that had come up and be like, man, what is going on? This campus is in, like, anarchy. Mm-hmm. And then immediately, like, I think it just says so much more that immediately following that we have such a big outpouring and, like, desire to see the Holy Spirit because of, like, the difficulties we just experienced, you know? And I think it unified our campus in a lot of ways and unified our campus under Christ, which is, like, ultimately what is so important. And so I don't think we should forget what happened beforehand. I don't think we should ignore it in light of this, but rather I think we should just view it differently because we are, again, united under Christ is kind of what I think. I feel like that might be a little bit jumbled, but yeah.
Well, I think it was still well said and a very strategic response. A lot of people can become rash really quick when it comes to dissension like this. So I appreciate the thought that you have given it, and it was real for you and it's been real for other people.
Yeah.
So I do understand. Joseph, thanks for speaking about all of that. That was fantastic to hear. I wish you the best of luck in London.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I can't wait to hear about that. I think the next time we'll talk,
yep, it'll
be after that.
Yeah, I'll be back. So
okay. You mentioned some other stuff in the entry about going to a planetarium, which is cool, but
not as important as everything else going on. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So,
Joseph, thank you again, and we'll talk again after spring break.
Sounds good.